Winning season has officially returned, and with NFL Preseason Live, there are plenty of opportunities to win at MyBookie. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or a first-timer, MyBookie gets you the most for your money with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. To claim your bonus, sign up and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit, and you'll instantly double your money with MyBookie. It's simple. $250 puts $500 in your account, and you can use your funds to bet on as many individual games, contests, or props as you want. Bet on team win totals. Predict the Super Bowl winner. Use the MyBookie prop builder to give yourself the edge you need to secure the bag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Today's Power Lunch is brought to you by The Palm at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Sure, The Palm is great for a fancy night out, but it's also the perfect midweek spot for a lunch with a client, or lunch to catch up with a friend, or maybe even to do an interesting podcast like this. Power Lunch menu selections at The Palm start at $26 for an appetizer, meal, and dessert. Book your reservation today directly at thepalm.com, open table, or by calling them at 703-917-0200.
I can make most anything on the menu except...
Whatever you got is fine.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch.
Hey, you got enough money to pay for all this? You know, money, cash, dollars, dinero.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky.
Well, you know what? My grandma always told me if was a fifth, we'd right. all be drunk.
Right. So, I don't make excuses.
I've never heard that one. I don't make excuses. You just made an excuse.
Yeah, you just made an excuse.
All right, Hatch, I need you to get within about a hand's length of the microphone.
Is this good?
Smoot, if you're in the same county, we'll hear you. Because right. you are loud, my friend.
I'm a preacher. I'm an ex-preacher.
Exactly. All right, Power Lunch Tuesday. I love it. We've got... software, IT, government, sales bandit to the stars, pride of Centerville, Virginia, from the mean streets of Centerville.
Chantilly.
And whatever, Centerville High.
No,
right?
There was no Centerville
what,
High.
What was
Chantilly
it? Chantilly High.
High,
okay.
That's right.
The Chantilly Flash, the former Bearcat, the one-time Saskatchewan Rough Rider.
Calgary.
Calgary yeah. Stampeder.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know, whatever the case is.
He had a hair in, too. He had hair.
Yes, exactly. Bryant Hatcher, a.k.a. Hatch. Good to see you, Hatch. And, of course, the true Black Targaryen, the mouth of the South, the former Redskin, former Viking, former Redskin again.
Yeah.
Part-time boat captain, but
yes,
we're not going to talk about that. And now part of the Commanders game day broadcast.
Yes.
Frederick Jay Smoot.
I go by Fritless Valerian, right?
You know, I have not watched any yet.
Are you serious?
They're piling up. I'm going to binge them.
It's Fred. The best show out.
Of course he was going to say that.
I'm sorry, man.
Biggest Game of Thrones mark I've ever met in Fred Smoot. Like, unbelievable. I caught a little bit last night as I went to record it on HBO, and I said, are they using the same amount of effort on the sets?
Yes, they
are. On the same amount of detail,
everything?
Or is HBO trying to do this on a budget?
No, ain't no budget. They letting it rain.
They
right
are.
Now.
Okay.
The first three episodes could be three of the best Game of Thrones episodes ever.
Get out of here. Better than Battle of the Bastards?
The last one rivals the Battle of the Bastards.
No chance.
Daemon Targaryen is dead boy, and he was going against the Crab Feeder. Okay. You got to understand, this was unbelievable, bro.
Okay, you know what? I got to pump the brakes, Hatch. Well, we'll never get out of this trap now that I brought it up. By the way, if you just unscrew this, you can bring up your microphone a little bit. I probably should have adjusted that before we got going here, but that's fine. Hell, we got football this week, boys. How about that?
Life is back. And it's the start of a new era. You brought up the Commanders. See, that's why I don't want nobody bringing in all that dark energy from the past. Mainly the past 20 years, I had something to do with those dark years, too. But I don't want anybody bringing that bad chi into this new era, this new future.
For Commander football.
Should
be the Red Wolves, as you wanted.
It should be.
We should have the Wolf section. Ooh.
And think about this. And think about when Sam Howell starts at quarterback and we the Red Wolves. Everything was set up.
If he starts at quarterback, the Commanders are on their way to five wins.
No, I'm saying in 2 years, two, three years.
Oh, in 2 years?
Two, three. Hey, listen.
Did Sam show anything in the preseason?
I seen it at practice already.
Okay.
He has a lot of Tony Romo in him. See, people don't remember young Tony Romo used to run around. Yes. Young Tony Romo used to run around.
Yeah.
And make plays off schedule.
Yeah.
This guy has the same ability, but he also has the ability to make throws on schedule. So I'm telling you, it's something there with Sam Howell. And I'm going to tell you the best thing ever happened to Sam Howell. He dropped in the draft. Because if he was a first rounder, that pressure would have been there. Now he has a chance to develop into a legit starting quarterback.
Yeah. Hatch, you just got back from seeing your Bearcats.
Get demolished.
Arkansas on the road?
Yeah.
What was the final score?
31-24.
That ain't demolished.
No.
They might have even covered the spread.
What'd you say, 41-24?
No, 31-24.
Loss.
That's not getting demolished, though, right. Fred.
Loss. Let me tell you something.
Fred, you played the SEC card right away as soon as we sat down.
We did. Listen, I knew. When he said, we went to Arkansas, we don't lose to outsiders. The whole division.
Ole Miss lost to Memphis twice in two years in a row.
Don't bring facts up.
Yeah, I know. This ain't about facts, all right? This is about to prove that we don't. Listen, it's the SEC and everybody else. Let's just be honest.
They're a top-heavy conference like all the rest.
We got Oklahoma coming, Texas.
Texas is only getting better. We're going to see Texas what the real Texas
first
is
of all,
next week.
You a Bearcat. Y'all have nothing to talk about. No sports. Like, none.
We were just in the playoff last year.
I think we were in the final four last year.
And guess what? That was the anomaly. Wow. All right, let's be honest. Nobody has brought up Bearcat football. Mississippi State, zero. I'm sorry, we just won a national championship in baseball a year ago.
Well, la-dee-da.
One in cheerleading. And two back-to-back in basketball.
First of all, if I set some kids down right now and said, where would you rather go, Mississippi State or Cincinnati? Nobody picks Cincinnati.
Not to play sports.
All right. That said, Hatch, how was lovely Arkansas?
It was a great place.
Great place?
Dixon Street.
Okay.
It's a place to be.
Fayetteville, right?
Fayetteville.
Pig Suey.
Have you been there, Fred? You played there.
I had to play. Not only did I play in Fayetteville, I had to play against Houston Nutt team, and we played them in Little Rock also. So I rarely got them home. All right, so
both places in Arkansas with indoor plumbing.
Fayetteville and Little Rock, the only two. And he go to the bad thing about it. I beat every school in the SEC, Florida, Alabama, Auburn, all of them, LSU. I never beat Arkansas.
Wow. That's the one you don't have.
Well, because they had the linemen. Like, the one thing about Mississippi State, we're going to have big old linemen. All right? We're going to have linemen that can really intimidate you. They can match us on that. They match us on that part, the trench warfare. And that's why I think we never beat them. I always had great games against them. I just never beat them. Okay. Never.
Anyway, so your Bearcats went on the road, played on a tough non-con, and hung in there. Not too bad. Who else is tough on your schedule?
You know they have Houston. They're picking Houston to win to be that group of five.
Oh,
team
really?
Okay. To do well, but they played UTSA in a dogfight that went into overtime, and they won by three. So only one we have left is Indiana, and we'll smoke them again.
What do you guys think of the 12-team playoff?
I think it's awesome.
Well, you know, we're talking minor league teams right now. Now we talk Cincinnati, but, you know, 12-team. Think about this. If they get 12-team playoffs, how many teams from the SEC make it every year? Five?
No.
I can already hear the complaining right now. There's too many SEC teams.
It's going to be too many SEC teams.
I know.
Well, every conference, top six conference champs go.
And then
so
what?
There's only six spots left.
And six at large.
Six of the next.
You know Notre Dame is coming every year.
Oh yeah.
Notre Dame will never be out of the top 12.
And there go four SEC teams. Like, let's be honest. It'll be Florida. Look,
he's already in the Florida bandwagon because beat the Pac-12 Utah.
I know Florida got a quarterback, man. At the end of the day, we can only play who's on the schedule. It's not my fault. None of our teams lost.
That's what I said.
Hey, it's not my fault. No SEC teams lost. It's not my fault.
Yeah, okay. That's 1 week though. Yeah, settle down. Exactly. 1 week. We'll start playing each other.
Exactly.
Anyway. Yeah, we'll start eating each other. That's what we do. Piranhas.
Exactly. So Clemson last night won, and it was a little bit tighter than maybe a lot of people would have thought. They covered, but it was in the end. It was like 24-point spread. And this guy, DJ Ukulele, or Ungalele. He was hyped to the moon.
Yes.
Coming out of California.
It seems like he ain't that dude.
Can't read defenses.
I think,
and he doesn't throw the ball on time. And that's because he can't read defense.
I think Dabo has lost a step in coaching. Nobody ever want to talk about when the coach regresses.
Coaching or recruiting?
Regressing is basically recruiting.
Okay.
He's not recruiting the same type athletes, and he's not getting them in there. I think Dabo has lost a little favor with the youth. He had it 2-3 years ago where he could just walk in your living room and lead with your child. Now – not so much.
Somehow Dabo became uncool along the way.
Well,
he was always a bit corny, a bit much of a Bible.
Well, you know what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened.
He's a Bible.
Too much Bible.
Too much Bible. And it started getting out there.
You need a little bit of Bible, right? Yeah. Not too much Bible.
You can't be the deacon. You can't be the dirty deacon of the ACC. And not only was it a lot of Bible thumping, you know, he lost a little favor with the athletes when it came.
Not paying the players.
See,
like he was actually vocal going, I don't know, man. I think these guys get a pretty good deal. Essentially,
a scholarship.
And that puts a cloud over you.
First of all, you make $8 million a year. You know why? Because of the TV deal that the kids go run for, not you.
Right.
Exactly. So, listen, he's lost the step. And if Clemson falls out of favor in the ACC, that conference. I'm sorry, if Florida State don't come back in Miami, Miami now.
Florida State looked good. Wait a minute, you said all the SEC teams won. That's not true. LSU lost to Florida State.
Yeah, yeah, hello?
Yeah, a blocked extra point.
Look at Spook's face. Like, he's like, shit, they caught
me. They sure did.
I know LSU was going to lose when Brian Kelly tried to do that off-brand Southern accent.
Oh, my God. That was terrible.
Like, so once I seen that happen, I was like, y'all, because it take a Southerner to say that, y'all finna lose. All right? That's what y'all finna do.
Anyway, so this other kid who came in late for Clemson, Cole Kublik or something like that.
Five-star.
He's apparently the truth.
Yes.
See, I like Dabo, and I want Clemson back at that level.
I don't.
And we'll see if they get there or not. But they kind of fell off. Georgia, that's the monster now.
Oh, in the room.
That is the monster in the room right now.
Now, that was a spanking.
Hey, my God.
Hey, you know what? Stetson Bennett is that guy that walks up with the supermodel. And you wonder, how the hell did he pull her?
Right.
Because Stetson Bennett don't look the part. All he goes out there and do is win, and you know Georgia's
makes athletic plays. The one where he stopped going one direction, reverse field, backed up, shed two guys, and found an open dude in the end zone. That's a big time play.
Yeah, but nobody really wants Stetson Bennett to start because
it's just no athletic. He's no arm strength. He just wins.
He's not pedigreed.
Right.
That's part of the problem.
He was a walk on. Then he left and went to junior college. Came back.
Yeah.
And the story he's only 5'10". Hey,
Baker Mayfield was a walk-on.
Hey, all I can say is that Stetson Bennett is setting himself up to be a hero in Georgia forever and the future head coach. I'm telling you now, 15 years from now, Stetson Bennett will be the head coach of Georgia.
Really?
If he That's how it happens. He's going to get a legacy. He might not make it to the league and get no chance in the league. Yeah. He's going to go right into coaching.
Is he going to be like Buck Ballew, who's been doing radio in Atlanta forever? Former Georgia Bulldog quarterback, old Buck Ballew.
He'll have a similar career to Coach Spurrier.
Oh, really?
I'm going to say it now. That old ball coach. Okay. It'll be some similar.
That's a pretty good career right there. National championships and a lot of Dan Snyder's money.
He won the Heisman. Right.
Yeah, he won the Heisman.
That's a little different. I don't think Stetson Bennett is going to win the Heisman.
Man, Stetson Bennett got the weapons around him to win it. He got three pro tight ends on his team right now that nobody can check one-on-one.
Really?
Nobody.
Okay.
Yeah, Bowers. I don't know the other ones. But the two best tight ends are Bowers and the boy from Notre Dame.
Guess what? A pair of lips will tell a lie. I just told you who the best three tight ends in college football. They all happen to be on the same team.
No. On Georgia?
On Georgia
team.
No
way. What about Notre Dame is the truth.
What about that monster Darnell Washington?
Notre Dame players.
Who's the big guy 50-50.
They don't pan out. No.
6'7", 270. For that guy for Georgia, the tight end who wears number zero.
Yes.
Who just truck-sticked a dude.
That's what I'm saying.
6'7", 270.
And he runs a 4.5 40.
Of course he does.
Listen to me.
Why wouldn't he?
And like I told him, I can't get my kids off-brand cereal. All right? They say they want Fruit Loops. I can't bring them Fruit Rings. All right? When you bring up Notre Dame tight ends and Notre Dame football, that's off-brand to me because the players, they just never blossom in the league.
Tim Brown?
1963?
I mean, that's my era.
I had a Tim Brown. I had a Flow Model TV then.
Steve Burleson, or what was his name? The quarterback. He had a pretty long career.
Just keep on going.
Steve Burline.
He had a pretty good career.
Listen. In the last 20 years, give me a Notre Dame player that's rose that has stardom, which Notre Dame players do get stardom in college.
There's plenty.
And panned out in the league. Name one.
The lineman for Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, God.
The guard, Zach, who's been an all-pro.
All right.
For the last time.
But they're known for quarterbacks, right? You got one player.
They've never been known for quarterback. Montana, that's
it. Yeah, that's a quarterback.
Rick Meyer.
Let's get with the NFL season, and let's get our story straight, because we're about to push off from shore. Who do you like in the Super Bowl? Let's start at the end of the series.
The predictions.
This is the NFL, Fred, is the greatest episodic TV show that has ever been created. Real life, real characters.
The greatest reality show of all time.
Exactly. Episodic TV show, mostly about quarterbacks. There are some other players, but whatever. Who's at the end of the road for the Super Bowl?
I already know who he's going to pick.
Who I'm going to pick?
Hey. Buffalo Bills.
That's the sexy pick for everybody right now.
It is.
That's chalk right now.
Buffalo Bills.
Well, I ain't gonna king until they knock off the king. All right, I'm sorry.
Which would be who?
Kansas City to me.
Still.
Listen, Andy Reid.
They
Patrick
stumbled
Mahomes,
against the Bengals last year.
Everybody stumbled. Listen, I don't judge. Last season is last season.
That's true.
Every year we start this thing over, you got a new team. And I'm going to tell you one thing that's going to make Kansas City even harder to stop. Besides Kelce, you don't know who to zero in on, and that makes it dangerous for us DBs. The quarterback makes the wide receiver. The wide receiver don't make the quarterback, period.
So you don't think the loss of Tyreek Hill is going to be that big for Kansas City?
Who would you rather lose, Tyreek Hill or Patrick Mahomes?
Well, of course, that's a no-brainer.
It ain't going to matter. It don't matter.
Let's pretend they had to choose, even though they didn't, between Hill and Kelce. Who would have been the bigger loss?
Kelce.
Because?
He keeps the chain
moving. Yep. He's more in 15 and in, and that's
dangerous.
Death
and guess
for
what?
Defense.
And he a 100 catch per year guy.
Yeah. Whereas
big target.
Tyreek's 70 catches.
Thank you. But listen,
home run hitter.
I'm not going to take nothing away from Tyreek Hill. Very dangerous weapon. One of the most dangerous weapons I ever saw. But I'm sorry. I played against some great receivers with no quarterbacks. They are average.
That's true.
I played against great quarterbacks with average receivers, and we can't stop them.
Aaron Rodgers.
Tom Brady has made championship receivers out of average guys his whole career. That's what great quarterbacks do.
Great quarterbacks
make it to where you don't have to pay wide receivers.
All right, I've got a couple of groupings of quarterbacks.
So who are you picking?
Yeah, who are you picking?
Oh, Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
I'm gonna go to Super Bowl would be Kansas City versus
the Rams, the NFC Bucks.
I can't Packers, go to Rams because Matthew Stafford ain't healthy right now.
Cowboys.
I'm gonna go
Niners.
I'm gonna go
Saints.
I'm gonna go Green Bay for some reason. Like
for some reason.
Like I have these feelings, right? And I have to go with a championship quarterback. I don't put the other guys. If you ain't in that group, you ain't in that group.
Okay.
Just because he lost some receivers, he going to make some new receivers. I'm fine with that.
That's what everyone hopes.
But
we're going to have to see.
No. Listen, I just told you quarterbacks make receivers. Receivers don't make quarterbacks. Right. But they defense. Green Bay's defense.
Could be nasty.
Could be super nasty. And that's what I'm going with. Green Bay, Kansas City.
All right. Hatch, who do you like?
I like Buffalo.
Yeah, baby.
Jump on that bandwagon.
Jump on the chalk.
Jump on that bandwagon.
It's their time.
Josh Allen has just been getting better every year. And the dude's a beast.
Okay.
He can run. He can throw. They got Stephon Diggs.
All right.
They got a running game. I'm going Buffalo, and I'm going Dallas.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Somebody has shit down their leg. Like, listen to me. At the end of the day, Dallas ain't going to get within 100 miles of the Super Bowl unless Jerry cater a plane for the team. Other than that, they will. Listen.
NFC's wild.
Hey, listen to me. Dallas got worse in the offseason, got worse with health. Dallas is receding hairline on a man. All right, it's over with.
Here's a Jerry Jones quote from this week. You ready? On the Cowboys season, I have to believe 1 + 1 = 3. You have to have optimism. You have to look for the best outcome. The season hasn't started, Hatch. And your owner is already sending out vibes of desperation.
No, he already
What the hell?
He's setting up to fire McCarthy and hire Sean Payton.
Yep.
Oh, for sure.
No.
If they don't make it to the Super Bowl.
They love their defensive quarterback. I mean, coordinator Dan Quinn. Yeah. Right, Dan Quinn.
Going to give him another bite of the apple.
I got a feeling that. And then Jerry came out and said, I ain't got too many years left. You need to go win. That's telling you.
That doesn't help, though.
No,
it doesn't.
Don't you think that everyone's trying as hard as they can to begin with?
First of all,
maybe not.
They are. Okay. But guess what? When you play for the Dallas Cowboys and your stardom going to come regardless, Zeke then got another nose ring and a neighbor ring. I don't see them getting better. They did not get better. You don't lose receivers, offensive linemen, and get better. You just don't.
You said he's got another nose ring and another belly button ring?
Yeah. So his running day is over with. Once they gave him that money, it was over with. He sat out. He stopped running.
Is Zeke still a premier back in this league, Hatch?
And he ain't hungry.
Fan, do you think?
I think he is.
You do?
He's just so big and powerful. And he can still run.
What about some say Pollard's better all around. Younger, better,
I think
spry.
Pollard looks good because he gets in there at in spot duty.
Okay.
You put Pollard in there and
comes
had him
in
run
as the changeup.
Yes, and ran
after
him 20 times.
Softened
a
up just a bit.
Ugh. He's not. Okay. He's not better.
So of the three old guys, who will have the best season, both record and stats? Brady, Rodgers, or let Russ cook? Brady, Rodgers, Wilson. Who has the best season? Brady's got the most. Family strife right now. More on that in a second.
We all got drunk.
Rodgers has the weakest wide receivers.
And he Wilson's hallucinogenics. So.
Wilson's in a new conference, new scheme, new city.
Good,
but has weapons though.
Yes.
Who will have the best? If I had to pick, I'd say Wilson won.
Yeah, I was going to say Wilson going to have the numbers.
Brady 2, Rodgers 3.
Wilson.
Numbers.
Wilson on numbers. Wilson going to have the better numbers. Aaron will win the most games.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, Wilson is going to have that because the one thing you have in Mile High Stadium is they start out real quick because it's still taking us a quarter to adjust to the
And their guys are more used to it?
Yes.
That's a real thing.
That's why we train. We train there in off season because we have to. In college, they take us out there 4 days. Like, when you a mile high, the air is so thin. Listen, your lips are white. Like, it's a thing.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, fair enough.
So,
you rank them stat-wise?
Stat-wise, Rodgers. And the reason why is because Green Bay is going to throw the ball more than the other two.
Really?
No, they're not. They're a running team. They're a running team.
They're talking like we're going to be a running
team. They're a running team.
Running and defense team.
Yeah, they are.
And you know what, Hatcher?
When have they done that?
Hatcher,
and stuck to it.
Hatcher, amen to that.
Yes.
And I have said skeptically on the radio and off, I've said, Who does that anymore in this league? It's a passing league.
No, it ain't. No, it
nobody runs and plays defense.
When December and the playoffs start.
Nah. I'm talking weeks 1 through 18.
That don't matter.
Yes, it does. You got to get in the playoffs. You got to win your division.
Listen to
me. Am I yelling? I'm yelling.
This is what I'm saying. If the end game ends with who can run the ball and control the ball and play good defense, that's the end game. The end game at the end of the season is, how do I stop Tom Brady? By making his keys to watch the game with the West does. And you do that with a running game. Your running game is your defense in the playoffs. Right.
We'll see.
The Rams won the Super Bowl with Sonny Michel and...
It don't matter who the running back is.
The guy from Texas.
Daryl Henderson and Cam Akers, and a few other guys thrown in at the last minute.
They won.
I don't need Emmitt Smith.
And they kept adding...
Cooper Kupp 130-something times.
Woods, OBJ, Cooper Kupp. They're like, just give us more and more and more receivers.
They won the game.
I don't know, Fred. I think it could be a heavy lift for Rodgers this year. So winning-wise, what's your pecking order? Brady, Rodgers, Wilson.
Winning-wise?
Yeah, most wins.
I think Tampa Bay is going to have the most wins.
Okay.
I think they're going to have the most wins. Then Denver, then Green Bay.
Okay, now, of the young guys, who do you like between Burrow, Herbert, and Lamar Jackson?
Lamar is going to have a hell of a year. Listen to me.
He wants that guaranteed
money. I'm talking about $300 million. Listen to me. And guess what? Lamar did a lot last year with his whole roster gone. All right? And everybody loved Justin Herbert. Everybody's jumped on the Justin Herbert train. This guy, I love him. But he still got the win. I'm going to go with Lamar is just going to have one of them 1,000-yard rushing seasons.
A contract-driven season that says, okay, I'm packing it up your ass now.
Yes.
You didn't find your wallet. Let me help you
find
it.
Let me get sexy.
Sort of like what Aaron Judge is doing to the Yankees this year.
Thank you. Yes. He's not
packing it up their ass.
Hey, Aaron Judge hit a ball the other day, and it just came down this morning. Listen to me.
I know.
He is ripping that thing.
54 home runs.
All right, of the young guns, Burrow, Herbert, or Lamar?
I'm going to go Lamar. Burrow, Herbert, in that order.
Okay. Burrow is like going to be next level good. He's already very good, but they're saying.
I think I told you about Burrow.
I think being Cincinnati was an anomaly for them to get everything just worked out great for them to make it to the Super Bowl. I think they're going to go back to, they'll probably win 9 games.
Lies.
Year.
Lies.
I don't think they're going to do anything this year.
Cincinnati here to stay.
All right, how about the guys in their prime, let's say? I'm going to put another cluster together. Mahomes, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott.
Ooh, that's
Mahomes,
a good
one. Josh Allen,
and we say
Dak
stats?
Prescott.
We say stats.
Stats and wins. You can go stats and wins on both guys, on all three guys.
Mahomes first.
Okay.
Josh Allen second. Dak third. Dak has the worst receiving core out of that group.
Really?
He got CeeDee Lamb and no one else. The rest is the faceless men.
Okay.
Right? We don't know what they're going to do until they get on the field. The boy that they drafted, they like a lot.
But I know what Stephon Diggs and that Buffalo group don't do.
Right.
I know what Kelce alone going to outcatch all these guys. It doesn't matter. So at the end of the day, they have the more weapons and – their offense is a little bit more settled. Like, we know what we're getting with Andy Reid. We know what we're getting in Buffalo.
Right.
Like, that big question mark is Dallas. Like, what are we going to get?
Okay. Go ahead.
So, I'm going to go win-wise, Josh Allen. Stat-wise, Mahomes.
All right.
Because Buffalo runs the ball more than Kansas City. And then Dak third.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Okay, now another grouping. The Last Chance U trio. Baker Mayfield on a prove-it contract in Carolina. Not contract, his remaining 1 year left.
Yeah.
You got Daniel Jones with the Giants, who at some point they got to decide either this dude's the dude or he's not the dude. And Jameis Winston coming off a year in which he was looking pretty good, then got hurt.
I can't believe Carson Wentz ain't part of that last.
Well, he's in a different group. I got an even lower rung
right
below that.
Well, Daniel Jones, I knew he wasn't going to be good because his name too regular. All right, let me tell you something about football. Football players have unique names for unique skill sets. And Daniel Jones is about the regularest name you could ever get. It's over with for Daniel Jones. Who was my other two?
The other two were Baker Mayfield and Jameis Winston.
Jameis is going to ball. Since he's been in New Orleans, Jameis is a baller. And with Chris Olave out there on the outside and Michael.
Yeah, Olave. Is Michael back. Thomas going to go back to being what he was?
It depends on. The question is Jameis going to force feed Michael Thomas like Drew Brees did? That's the question. But he don't have to with Chris Olave on the other side floating. This guy floats. All right. And I'm going to tell y'all something about Baker in Carolina. His stats are going to look 2 times better than they did in Cleveland.
Really? Okay.
With Matt Rhule, I think he's going to get there. I think he's going to get there.
Baker, Daniel Jones, and Jameis Hatch.
I think it's going to go in order of they're getting rid of is Daniel Jones, goodbye.
Okay.
And Baker Mayfield's going to get some money to stay in Carolina. I think he's going to have a good year, but he's not going to have a great year.
All right.
And then I think Jameis Winston, like Smooth said, I think he's going to have a pretty good year. He's improved since he got to New Orleans.
Okay. So, all right. Now we go to the bargain basement, guys. You ready? Matt Ryan in Indy, Carson Wentz in Washington, and Marcus Mariota in Atlanta. These are like low cost, although Wentz is expensive, but he was had for just a, whatever.
He'll use it.
Are these guys... any of the three guys going to have a decent season?
Marcus Mariota, mark my word,
will suck.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
No, he's not.
My boy from Cincinnati will be in there by mid-season.
No, he won't. No,
Desmond
he won't.
Ritter.
Desmond Ritter.
I want you to replay this 3 months from now.
And okay, I'm telling mark you, the tape.
Marcus Mariota will succeed in Atlanta and throw for almost 3,800 to 4,000 yards and rush for another 600 yards. I'm telling you this now. I'm telling you this now.
Okay.
All right? Knicks, Matt Ryan is Matt Ryan. All right? It's over with. All right? That's what the coach do. The coach go find old quarterbacks and try to recycle them all the time. That's what they do. They bought a used condom when they bought this guy, and it's over with. Now, Commander Wentz.
You can't buy used condoms. What are you talking
that's
about?
That's what he is. That's what Matt Ryan bought. Is.
They don't sell
so them. So wait a minute. Let me ask you.
You can borrow your friends, but it's disgusting.
Pre-used.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. What does a running game do for a quarterback?
It stabilizes.
Okay. So Indianapolis has a pretty good running game, right? Yeah,
they could have the best back in football.
Okay, so do you think that's going to stabilize Matt Ryan enough?
When has the best back in football equal wins? I don't remember.
It's going to get you into the playoffs, right?
I can't
Matt Ryan still
that.
Has enough in the tank. He's about like where Phillip Rivers was when he came to Indianapolis. Wouldn't you agree?
And they won.
And
nothing.
They made it to the playoffs.
That
right?
ain't the object, Hatch.
Well, of
the,
course
the
not. The object
is to
win
to
the Super Bowl, right?
Thank you.
But
so I'm not going
to
give
my
you
point.
No.
To my point is, I think Matt Ryan has enough in the tank because of the running game that Indianapolis has.
Hey, first of all, a young Matt Ryan didn't have enough in the tank to seal the Super Bowl. What are you talking about? Sometimes the player is who they are. Matt Ryan has we have seen the best of Matt Ryan.
Oh, that's true.
And if the best of Matt Ryan wasn't enough, what the hell make you think something lacking even more? He's not going to get better in Indianapolis. He's not good in the clutch.
That's not my point.
When it comes to crunch time plays, Matt Ryan is average. If you pull up to a gas pump, he is 83. You don't put that in nothing but weed eaters and lawnmowers. At the end of the day, he is regular unleaded.
Okay. What's the worst idea at quarterback this year? Trubisky, who just was named starter and captain in Pittsburgh. Geno Smith in Seattle. Who else would be? You know, they say Davis Mills in Houston can play a bit.
I like Davis Mills.
Yeah, they're saying don't laugh at this guy. No, he might actually be able to play.
And don't put him in that group with Geno Smith. Smith stinks.
Is there a third really bad idea at quarterback around
Geno Smith is the worst idea.
Jared Goff?
No.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz not. It's
all
not.
Right, we'll want to talk about somebody who makes boneheaded decisions when it's crucial.
Right.
It's between
remember,
him and Kirk Cousins.
Negative energy. He works for the Commanders Network.
I'm not homeboy. Now.
I know you're not.
Let me lose to Jacksonville and not get us in the playoffs.
Hey, do you do better in a relationship when you want it?
In theory.
Yes, we all do. For the first time.
I wouldn't know. Been married 26 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. For the first time in 3 years. Carson Wentz is actually wanted by the team because he's the best quarterback. We
that is true. That's the one thing he's got going on.
And let's be
Colts
honest.
Didn't want him.
What wide receiver did he have?
Got him.
No, they
did. Yeah, but they got him and then
they
get out.
They like, get out. Right? Yeah. And don't forget, he was hurt both ankles before the season.
Yeah, fucked up from week one. How's he going to play the whole season? He did somehow.
So one,
what happens to him all the time.
So one, he's healthy. Two, mentally, he's healthy. Three, he got the best weapons he's had in 2-3 years. He got the best. He got 2-3 wide receivers to
McLaurin's a stud. Yeah. Curtis Samuel is out of the shop. Who knows when he'll be back in there for another timing belt change. But he's out of the shop, and they say the rookie Jahan Dotson
is the truth.
Out of Penn State.
Right, so now, and you got 2-3 tight ends. But he's sweet. He's a pro wide receiver. He's a legit wide receiver.
No security blankets.
Not only is he fast, he knows when to run the routes, how to run the routes. He's very smooth in and out his cuts. He's doing shit that I see receivers 5 years in.
Really?
Dude, he's there mentally. Okay. And that's dangerous. And know this, he won't see a double team all year. Terry gonna see all the double team. He gonna be 1-on-1 with your second cornerback, and he gonna eat his lunch.
Good thing I drafted him in fantasy in the ninth.
He gonna eat his lunch.
Jahan Dotson action right there.
And the Commanders still only win 4 or 5 games.
Bet me something. Bet me $100 right now.
That they win how many games?
What's the over under?
7.5.
I'm going 8. Over 8
you
games.
Took that bet. Didn't we take that the last time?
I think last time we were together.
He was taking 11 or something.
I want to double down because Dallas stinks.
So they're going to win how many?
Plus 8.
All right.
Dallas stinks. Philadelphia is the only threat in the division.
All right. Before we have lunch, let's go off topic. Let's go anything you want, anything you saw recently in the news. I'll start with this one. Did you guys see the video of the carnival ride that crashed in India? The big circular thing, and it's like, brr. It's supposed to drop slowly, and it just went straight down, bam, hit the ground like a pancake. How do you feel about carnival rides?
I don't ride rides anymore. I went down to Busch Gardens and took my kids down there this couple of months ago. They had just opened up this new ride, the Pantheon or something. I got on there.
Okay.
And I wish I had a dope pimp on. Listen, it scared me so bad. I said, you know what? It's over with. My thrill-seeking days. Yeah. Riding, over with. But did you see the video of the car crash that the dude hit in the Mercedes-Benz, hits the SUV,
yeah,
pushes it on the curve, bags up, hits it again. The SUV tries to escape. Then they go hit it again, jump out the car, rob the dude. I'm going to tell you what.
That was not a Mercedes. It was a Honda Accord. I've never seen it. Downtown New York.
Yes.
Sunday morning.
Yes.
Yeah, and like in the middle of the daylight.
It was midday. Like,
it was like a movie scene.
I thought it was a movie scene. I'm like,
what is going on here?
What am I watching? And then the guys jump out the car with the guns, rob the dude of $20,000.
Take a backpack into their car, and away they go.
Yes, and they did. I was like, did I just...
Yeah.
Did I just watch The Wire and didn't know it? Like, I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I saw one of the more disturbing things this morning, Fred, and you being from the South, you can comment on this.
Yeah.
It was a crawfish that crawled off of a counter into the boiling pot of oil. It thought it was crawling into water. Yeah. So it's like, la, 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 and it goes right in, and it boils itself. And I'm like, that is some fucked up shit right there. Only I feel wrong. I feel wrong looking at that. Even though I know that's how they all end up anyway.
Yes.
I didn't like that the crawfish thought, oh, there's water down there, and it jumps in and it's dead.
I feel the same way, Zay, when I go to the zoo. Like, the animals in the zoo hate the zoo. You could just look in their face.
I hate to look at the...
You can see zoo face?
Yes. Listen, I went to the zoo this weekend. Really? Took my kids to the zoo, and the lion just looked like I got nothing left in me. The monkey's like, why are y'all looking at me? Let me go. Like, I thought about it to myself. I was like, this is a prison. Like, we don't think about it like
that. I know.
The zoo is a prison. You want to see an animal, go to his habitat. How about we start doing that?
Yeah, well, they do. They go to Africa, and them fools get out the van. You don't see no brothers getting out the van.
Zane get out the van. No, the brothers don't get out.
I don't get out the van either.
We don't ski on top of mountains. And we don't go to the bottom of oceans. All right? We just don't do it.
Brothers don't ski or scuba dive?
We're more like Tiger Woods scuba dives. We're adventurous. We're not that adventurous. Like, white men are the most adventurous men ever.
Every day growing up in the hood is an adventure. Why do you need more fake adventure?
That's what I'm saying. But y'all go seek it out. Like, somebody says that, you know what? I'm going to the bottom of the ocean and no one will stop me. Like, that's what y'all do.
And you're like, have fun.
Exactly.
No, they're like, you know what? We're leaving the planet and we're going to the moon. We're like, you know what? Peace.
Send us a picture. Hatch, anything you want to talk about before we wrap it up
so
here
I
today?
I got this great text message from a friend of mine. So
okay, I love text messages that were never meant to be on a podcast, but now they are. We'll change the names to protect the innocent.
Couple sat watching TV. Husband keeps flicking the channels. Golf porn, golf porn, golf porn, golf porn. Wife says, for fuck's sake, leave it on porn. You know how to play golf.
That's pretty damn funny.
Why do we do that? Why do we send trashy texts to our friend? Because we ain't got nothing to do.
We got nothing to do. This is how we relate to each other. This is how we form friendships.
So basically,
through texting now.
So basically, we've made it to what I call the bum stage, the dirty old man stage, the done stage.
Pretty much, we're
over with.
Oh,
here was a good.
When I was down in Arkansas, I felt bad. Over 50, all those.
Young, pretty things.
And they dress up for games down there.
SEC, they all fuck around. They're not wearing a hooded sweatshirt to the game. It's game day for the women. Big time game.
It's so funny.
It was like 90 degrees out there.
We just had a dirty old man alert in Arkansas because Hatch was at the game.
Dirty old man alert. Somebody told me a good golf joke the other day, and it was a joke on the golf course. It has nothing to do with golf.
Oh, them sticky.
A man and his wife are, you know, having a rough go of it. You know, their relationship is on the rocks. One day, guy comes home, finds his wife packing her bag, suitcase. He's like, "Where are you going?" She's like, "I'm going to Vegas. I hear you get $400 for what I do for you for free." Guy is like stunned. He's like, "Shit, okay." He goes upstairs. He packs his suitcase, comes down. She's like, "Where are you going?" He's like, "I want to go with you to see how you live on $800 a year."
Yeah. Dirty old man alert.
Dirty old man alert. All right, your Super Bowl is, one more time.
My Super Bowl was Kansas City.
And Green Bay.
And Green, old the school Packers NFL. Of Green Bay.
All right, and yours was Buffalo and Dallas.
Going for round, what is that, two, three? How many times Dallas and Buffalo played in the Super Bowl?
It's been a couple times, yeah.
A couple times, right.
That's four a classic matchup, but Dallas never would make it back to the Super Bowl, Hatch. I'm sorry, okay. It's over.
And our bet is...
Plus eight wins for the Commandalorians. All right,
this Commandalorians. Okay. It's okay. Over under eight wins. Eight's a push.
Eight's a push. Unless you want to go 8.5.
That makes a big difference.
It sure does.
Hey, make then eight a no push. Made eight a push.
Hey, first of all, you said they're gonna win four. I did plus four yours. So come on, you can't. Come on, Hatch.
All right, so eight.
All right, boys.
You owe me 100.
All right, let's see.
I want it all in ones. I want my money.
I might give it to y'all in pennies.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
Winning season has officially returned. And with NFL Preseason Live, there are plenty of opportunities to win at MyBookie. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or a first-timer, MyBookie gets you the most for your money with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. To claim your bonus, sign up and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit, and you'll instantly double your money with MyBookie. It's simple. $250 puts $500 in your account, and you can use your funds to bet on as many individual games, contests, or props as you want. Bet on team win totals. Predict the Super Bowl winner. Use the MyBookie prop builder to give yourself the edge you need to secure the bag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.